For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
As Russellville's basketball starts the second quarter, as Mount Home leads 12-3. Inbound pass goes to Howerton from the far sideline. She walks into the front court. Mount Home in a man-to-man once again. Howerton dribbles to the left wing. Now gives it to Velasquez just outside the lane. She's going into the paint. She's going to put up the jumper. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line as we are 14 seconds into this second quarter. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. So Velasquez will be back at the free throw line. So far, she's 1 of 2 with 1 point. First shot is up and in. So one more free throw coming up for Velasquez. Excuse me. Second shot for Velasquez is up, and she gets both. She has 3 points all from the charity stripe. 12-5, Mountain Home leading it. And the pass is stolen away by Russellville in the backcourt. Going in was Velasquez. She couldn't get the layup to go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Russellville will be Mount Home's basketball. That was Lady Bombers' fourth turnover of the night. Inbound pass goes to Martin. Back to Gilbert. Now to Foreman into the front court. She'll give it to Martin on the left side. Martin will throw it to Jackson on the right. Jackson's going to dribble a little closer to the elbow. Now gives up top to Payne. Now over to Martin on the left. Down in the corner it goes to Gilbert. Finds Foreman on a low block going up for the hook shot. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Velasquez. She'll give it to Davis. Who will walk it into the front court. Davis across the timeline. Takes the screen. He's going to pull up for the three. They're going to, if it would have counted, they would have waved it off because they're going to call Russellville for an illegal screen. They're going to get Pilar Handy with her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against Russellville. That's their ninth turnover of the night. Here, inbound pass goes to Gilbert, now to Martin. Russellville going with his own press once again. The ball goes to Gilbert. Gilbert gets to get into the front court. She's going to blow by a bunch of defenders. Try to give it to Foreman. She couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. That is Mount Home's fifth turnover of the night with 6:53 left of the first half. Mount Home leading 12-5. Aston Yates is going to check back in for the Lady Bombers, replacing Kate Gilbert. Aston Yates will be replacing Anna Grace Foreman. Getting Lady Bombers up by 7. Howerton across the timeline. Will dribble toward the left side. Now ball goes to Handy. Her pass to Campbell. It was a little wide, but it looks like Handy's going to be pushed from behind by Aston Yates. That's her third personal foul. That's the 7th team foul. So Russellville now in the bonus. A 1-1 coming up for Gracie Campbell. It was 6:39 left to play in the first half. Anna Grace Warren's going to check right back in as, again, Aston Yates picks up her third foul. So Gracie Campbell at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. In and out, no good. She missed the front end. And Mount Home gets the rebound. Their lead will stay at 12-5 for right now. Here's Foreman. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt. They're going to get Kara Davis with her second personal foul, team foul number 4 against Russellville here in the first half. 6:33 left to play in the second quarter. Mount Home leading 12-5. Leah Jackson has it, gives it to Martin, who walks into the front court. Quickly goes to Foreman, now to Jackson on the right wing. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to lose the handle of the ball. Just slipped out of her hands, and Davis comes up with steal. Mount Home's 6th turnover of the night. 6:15 left to play in the first half. Mount Home leading by 7. Davis dribbles to the right side. Gives it to Handy on the low block. She's going in for the layup. Good. Pilar Handy with her first 2 points of the night. Mount Home's lead is cut to 5 now. 12-7. Our score with 6 minutes left of the half. Here's Jackson. Give it to Gilbert, who gets it into the front court. Ball goes to Payne in the left corner. Her pass is knocked away. And another steal for Russellville. 7th turnover against the Lady Bombers. Here's Davis into the front court. Gives it to Campbell just outside the lane. Now she's going to pull up in the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Martin, and back comes Mountain Home. Martin across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles on the left wing. Gives it up top to Gilbert, who's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Kate Gilbert with 5 points. Mount Holmes lead back to 8. 15-7 our score with 5:20 left in the first half. Here's Howerton across the timeline for the Lady Cyclones. Throws over to Campbell on the left wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it up top to Howerton. Now Howerton fakes her pass to Davis, dribbles to the left wing. Now gives it there to Handy on the left side. Over to Davis. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left wing. No good. Velasquez gets the offensive rebound. She puts it back up and in and draws contact. Sarah Velasquez will go to the line for a three-point play with 4:50 left to play in the first half. That is Emily Payne's second personal foul, team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. Kara Davis is going to check out of the game for the Lady Cyclones. She'll be replaced by Megan Fleming, a 5'7 senior. So Velasquez back at the free throw line. She gets the shot. She now has 6 points. 15-10, Mountain Home's lead cut back to 5. Here's Martin giving it to Gilbert. Was trying to give it to Martin. She was not expecting the pass. It goes out of bounds right in front of her. That is Mountain Home's 8th turnover of the night. Haven Klinger's going to check back into the game for the Lady Bombers, replacing Emma Martin. 4:43 left to play in the half. Mountain Home leading 15-10. Howerton into the front court. Her pass over on the left wing, knocked away, or right wing, knocked away and stolen by Kate Gilbert. Now she's going to be fouled from behind. 4:35 left to play in the first half. As that foul is going to be on Megan Fleming. Her first personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Cyclones. Klinger into the front court, throws over to Jackson on the left wing. She immediately puts up the three-pointer. Good! Leah Jackson, Mountain Home's leading scorer right now with 8 points. 18-10, Mountain Home leading it. Back quickly comes Fleming. She quickly puts up the jumper just outside the lane. Good. Megan Fleming with her first 2 points of the night. 18-12, Lady Bombers leading it. Here's Foreman into the front court as Mountain Home breaks the press. She gives it to Klinger. Klinger will dribble to the left side. Now being double-teamed, finds Foreman near the free throw line. Foreman gives it to Jackson, who's going to try another three in the right corner. This one will not go, and Campbell gets the rebound. Back comes Russellville. 18-12, Lady Bombers leading it with less than 4 minutes left of the half. Here's Velasquez throwing it to Fleming in the right corner. Her three-pointer, no good, and offense rebound for Campbell. She puts it back up. She can't get the follow to go, and this time the rebound comes to Emily Payne, and Mountain Home will try to get it back across the timeline, and they do as the ball goes to Gilbert. She's quickly back the other way, finds Leah Jackson in the left corner. She's going to try another three. This one will not go. Foreman gets the offensive rebound. She puts it back up. It rolls around and goes in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first 2 points of the night. 20-12, Mountain Home leading it with 3:24 left in the half. Here's Fleming back the other way for Russellville. Has it on the right side. Finds Velasquez cutting into the lane. She's going to go in for a layup. No good, but draws contact. And we'll head to the free throw line with 3:17 left in the half. Leah Jackson picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number nine against Mountain Home. So Zara Velasquez going back to the free throw line. First free throw for Velasquez. Rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin and Abby Martin both checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Haven Klinger and Leah Jackson. And Gracie Campbell's going to take a seat for Russellville, as she'll be replaced by Mariah Ellis. Abby Martin checking in for the first time tonight. She is a 5'7 senior. So one more free throw for Velasquez. She cannot get the second. She gets 1-2. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home. 20-13. Lady Bombers leading it with 3:11 left of the half. Here's Payne into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Back up top to Payne. Over to Martin on the left. Now Abby Martin has it. Back to Emma Martin. Martin will give it to Payne on the right side. Over there to Abby Martin there on the wing. In the corner goes to Gilbert. Finds Payne at the free throw line. Payne will dribble out to the left wing. Finds Abby Martin back to Payne. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left side. Good. Emily Payne with 6 points. Mount Holmes' lead is up to double digits now, 23-13. Our score with 2.5 minutes left of the half. Here's Howerton with it up top for Russellville. Dribbles to the right side, finds Fleming cutting into the lane. She can't get the layup to go, and Payne gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Her pass to Gilbert was well wide of her. It goes out of bounds, And Russellville will get it back on the unforced turnover. Both teams now with 9 turnovers on the night. 2:17 left to play in the first half. Lady Cyclones will get it back, trailing by 10, 23-13 our score. Howerton into the front court for the Lady Cyclones. Throws over to Velasquez on the left side. Cross court over to Handy. Handy's going to dribble down to the low block. It's going to go up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's knocked around. Ball's still loose. And it looks like it's going to be controlled by Anna Grace Swarman. She gives it to Abby Martin, who quickly gives it to Emma Martin, who gets it across the timeline. Emma Martin going into the lane, towards the lane. Now she's going to be fouled from behind. Megan Fleming picks up her second personal foul. That's the last foul Russellville has to give. Next one will put the Lady Bombers in the bonus. 1:49 left to play in the half. Now to home with the ball, leading 23-13. It is going to be Kate Gilbert triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Emily Payne in the right corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Howerton. And back comes Russellville. She gives it to Velasquez, who gets it across the timeline. Finds Fleming on the low block. She quickly puts up the jumper. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say, oh, last touch by Mountain Home. And it's going to be Russellville's basketball under their basket with 1:36 left to play in the half. 10-point Lady Bomber advantage. Fleming will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. She finds Handy all by herself under the basket. She can't get the layup to go, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 1:35 left. Abby Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 10, against Mountain Home. Two shots coming up for Pilar Handy. Handy's first free throw is up and in. Leah Jackson's going to check into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Abby Martin. So Mountain Home's lead's cut back to single digits with that free throw. One more coming up for Handy. Handy's second shot is up. No good. She gets one of two, and the rebound comes to Anna Grace Foreman. Back comes Mountain Home. She'll give it to Emma Martin, who gets it across the timeline. 23-14, Lady Bombers leading it. Emma Martin has it on the right wing. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she gives it to Foreman. Foreman will dribble it into the lane and is going to go up for the layup. I don't know if they're going to call it on the floor or on the shot, but it's like it is going to be a free throws for Anna Grace Foreman. With 1:13 left, that foul is on Raya Ellis, her first personal foul, team foul number two. They are going to call down the shot, so it will be two shots for Anna Grace Foreman. These will be her first free throw attempts of the night with 1:13 left. First shot for Foreman is up. Good. So Matt's on back up by double digits. So one more free throw coming up for Foreman. Second shot is up. Good. She gets both. She now has 4 points. 1:13 left. Mountain Home leading 25-14. Here's Fleming quickly back the other way. Gives it to Handy. Over to Ellis of the right elbow. Ellis going to dribble down into lanes. Will pull up for the turnaround jumper. No good, but got a little too aggressive there. Mountain Home did, and so a couple of free throws coming up. They're going to give that to Anna Grace Foreman. That is her second personal foul, team foul number, well, actually, it's Mount Russell already in the double bonus. It is Mariah Ellis at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She gets the first one up and in. So one more free throw coming up for Fleming. For Ellis. Ellis' second shot is up, rolls around and goes in. She gets both. She now has 4 points. Mountain Home's lead back to single digits, 25-16. A little over a minute left in the first half. Foreman takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Gilbert. Back to Foreman, who gets it into the front court to Jackson. Jackson's going to dribble down into the lane, loses the handle of the ball, but it's going to be controlled by Emily Payne. Now to Martin. Martin's going to pull up near the left elbow for the jumper. Good. Emma Martin with 4 points. 27-16, Mount Holmes lead back to double digits with 40 seconds left of the half. Howerton across the timeline for the Lady Cyclones. Ball goes over on the left side to Velasquez. Now she'll dribble up to the top. Gives it to Handy near the free throw line. She's going to pull up in the lane for the jumper. No good. Ball is knocked around. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be chased in the backcourt by Fleming. And she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul. with 13.9 seconds left. So it's going to be another two-shot opportunity for Russellville. It will be Megan Fleming at the free throw line. First shot is up, no good. So one more free throw coming up for Russellville. Megan Fleming at the free throw line. Second shot is up, misses both. And rebound comes to Emily Payne. She's going to be fouled in the backcourt with 11.6 seconds left. So she'll go to the line for the 1-1. Sarah Velasquez picks up her first personal foul, eighth team foul against Russellville. So Emily Payne at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 6 points so far this evening. Abby Martin's going to check into the game for Mountain Home as she will replace Anna Grace Foreman. And Kara Davis is going to come in for Russellville as Megan Fleming will take a seat. Also for Russellville, Rain Thone will come in for the first time tonight as she will replace Pilar Handy. Rain Thone, a 5'7 sophomore. So again, Emily Payne for the 1-1 opportunity with 11.6 seconds left. First shot is up. Good, so she does earn the bonus. So one more free throw coming up for Emily Payne. Second shot is up and no good. She gets 1-2 and the rebound is controlled by Velasquez. She gives it to Thone. Now ball, she tries to get throw it to Howerton, who can handle the pass. It was a little over her head, and the ball goes out of bounds here at the nearest sideline. That is Russellville's 10th turnover of the night. So Mountain Home gets it back with 5.9 seconds left and a chance to get one more shot before the end of the period. Abby Martin's going to check back out of the game, replaced by Anna Grace Foreman. Emma Martin will inbound it, gets it to Gilbert. 4 seconds. Gilbert across the timeline. She's going to pull up for the running jumper with time run off the clock. She can't get to go, and we've reached the end of the first half. Two quarters are in the books. Our score at the end of the first half. Mountain Home leading Russellville 28-16. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
You have to be up in 5 hours, 2 hours, 6 minutes. And when you hear, you realize that you haven't slept a wink. That's why there's ZzzQuil Pure Z's, a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally with no next-day grogginess. It's available in both liquid and gummies, tastes great, and is non-habit-forming. Pick up ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil. ZzzQuil Pure Z's, naturally superior sleep. Available at retailers near you.
Did you resolve to get organized in the new year? Lowe's to the rescue. Because we'll help you get started and we'll also help you store and save during our winter reorg event. Now get up to 25% off select storage and organization essentials, like a Commander 27-gallon tote for just $7.98. Plus, save up to $30 off ClosetMaid or Rubbermaid closet kits. Whatever you need to put everything in its place, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 1/15, U.S. only.